Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes.
Quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
Except the green bean casserole, he likes that. Ugh. Joe Patrick will eat a green bean. Go on.
Literally my second favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Can't get enough of it.
Second to Valentine's Day?
No. I mean, you got to go Christmas, right? Like, Christmas is fun. Like, that's you know, Christmas is good. But Thanksgiving, so I grew up, I think I've told the story before. We shoot guns and chop wood and do a lot of real, like, testosterone-boosting activities around Thanksgiving.
A one-armed man with a lot of land, I think is what you said. I think is what you said about your Thanksgiving. All right, so we're a week away. The mocks aren't going to stop. There will be more. But a lot of them have zeroed in on one position and one guy in particular, really. Like, I would say at least 75% of the mock drafts I've looked at from a Falcons perspective have them taking Dallas Turner at number 8. Do you think the mock drafters will be right, or do you think Terry Fontenot will throw a curveball a week from today?
It's so tough. I feel like this happens almost every year.
It does.
And, you know, it's like you have a lot of different ideas at the beginning, and then it feels like a form of just like everybody starts imitating each other, and then everybody has this consensus, and nobody wants to sound like an idiot by saying something else, so they just kind of fall in line and say, you know, yeah, we're going with this guy, and that player for the Falcons seems to be Dallas Turner. And listen, like, the reason I'm not trying to, like, you know, criticize anybody who says it, because, like, I can't really say no to your question, Andy. Like, you know, it does seem like a perfectly suitable draft pick for the Falcons, given their needs, given kind of the raw material that you have in a player like Dallas Turner with his length and his speed. It certainly seems like a pretty safe pick, I would think, despite the fact that he's not kind of the finished product yet. So, and the fact that there's question marks around all these other guys that you could potentially be drafting there, especially if you're talking about the edge position, whether that's Jared Verse and the kind of scheme fit that he has, or Latu Latu with maybe the competition that he's gone up against, or the injury history that he's got. And so, yeah, I mean, I think Dallas Turner makes a lot of sense for the Falcons, but I'll be honest, guys, I just cannot get away from this cornerback that's in my mind. And I think the reason why a lot of people are thinking that it's edge one and then cornerback is just because of the depth of the positions in the draft, where it seems like you can get a guy who's a little bit more suitable in the second or third round at corner. But I don't know if that's true, and I don't know if that's the way the Falcons are thinking about it either. You know, it's funny, these teams put together draft boards, and they probably do look very, very different to what a lot of these kind of consensus boards are that are being put together by the big news outlets.
What about, you know, Joe, I mean, we talk about trading back. I think that was something me and Andy talked about earlier this week. But when you look at, you talk about corner position, you would think they would have to move back. Now, I'm a dude, if you like the guy that you take him. But with this class specifically, do you think it would be a possibility that they can go back? And our scenario is Minnesota coming up to get J.J. McCarthy at 8. So you got 11 or something like that. At 11, could you still have your choice between, in your opinion, of the top pass rusher and corner?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you go back to only to 11, it certainly seems to me like the teams drafting behind you are going to continue this spate of offensive players picked at the top of the draft. I think if you're looking at the Bears, if one of those wide receivers is available, they're probably looking at taking one of them. The Jets also could potentially be looking at a pass catcher, maybe Brock Bowers. I think both those teams could potentially, or maybe more than the Jets, could use an offensive tackle. And so I do think that if you trade back to 11, you're probably getting the same exact crop of players on the defensive side that you would have at 8. That would be my guess. But you know, I think it's a little bit of a tougher task to trade back than I think we initially anticipated because of, you know, some of the other moves that have been made in the meantime and just the pick status that these teams have, where, you know, the Broncos and the Vikings don't have a second round pick in this draft. And I think if you're the Falcons, what you really want, because of the depth of this draft, is to add a second rounder this year. I think that would be the most beneficial trade you could do. It certainly seems to me more and more that if they are going to draft trade back, it's probably going to be for future picks. And, you know, maybe that makes sense too, because you could potentially have this looming, you know, pick taken away from you, but because of the NFL's investigation and the Kirk Cousins thing. But, you know, I'm not saying that would be a bad thing, but it's certainly, when you're thinking about trading back, it certainly would be nice to think about trading back and then having another pick in this draft so that you could go grab like a really quality interior defensive lineman or wide receiver in that second round.
I didn't get a chance to ask you about this. I know it happened a couple of weeks ago, but it just sort of struck me as unusual. I don't know how big of a deal it is, but sort of unusual that they flew out to Seattle to work out Michael Penix another time after having seen him. What did you think that was about?
I wasn't so totally shocked, probably not as shocked as a lot of people, just because I know that this organization has really liked Penix going back to last year. I mean, I think that they were really strongly considering him as potentially being a guy that could maybe not be the immediate successor to Desmond Ridder, but, you know, was that they certainly had interest in, and maybe they still feel that same way. And that's the reason why they want to go out there. But, you know, I think the closer we've gotten to it, I think it becomes, frankly, a lot more difficult to make the case that you actually would pick Michael Penix at any point in this draft, just because it seems like you'd have to really reach. And especially when we talk about Terry Fontenot's, his supposed strategy all the time, the best player available, that, you know, picking Michael Penix certainly would not be the case. And I think that, you know, anytime you're picking a quarterback in a draft, you're probably reaching on their overall ability versus the rest of the field.
Right.
But I just don't see it happening. I can't, in my mind, with all the needs that the team has, make it make sense. And so, you know, maybe they were going out there just to do some due diligence because they've liked him for so long. They've been tracking him. They wanted to just, you know, make sure they kind of really finished out the scouting report on him and the scouting profile on him. But ultimately, I do not see him landing in Atlanta.
Joe, where is the biggest need on offense for this team that right now? Cause I'm just curious, because when we talk about the needs and everything, obviously everybody's talking about pass rush. What is the biggest need for this team offensively during the draft?
I mean, this team has added some decent pieces and skill positions this offseason with some of these receivers, but I still think another receiver is going to be needed based upon the fact that this team is going to, we think, be running a lot of three wide receiver sets. And right now you've got some decent ones, but I still think that for, you know, a little bit of long-term security, you want another young pass catcher there that can have some versatility between playing the X, playing in the slot. And also, I think, you know, just kind of, the kind of receiver, if you think about the kinds of receivers that the Rams have really been utilizing recently, you know, when you look at a guy like Puka Nacua, it's not just the spectacular catches and the yardage that he racked up that was so impressive about him. Honestly, it was a lot of like the blocking and the mentality that he had as a receiver. And I think that the Falcons want to take this opportunity and really grab one of those guys who they feel like helps them solidify the identity of what they want this offense to be about. So I think that wide receiver position is really going to be a key one. I do expect them to, you know, invest a draft pick at the wide receiver position, probably in the first three rounds of this draft. So they've got two third rounders. And so What
if one of them three receivers are eight?
Right. Like, what would the scenario have to be in order for them to be like, you know what, let's just deal with that right now. First round.
You know, I think that is one of the biggest questions of this draft, and it's one I'm actually starting to come around to more, is the fact that if one of those wide receivers, one of those top three wide receivers does fall to them, which it seems to me like that is going to happen if they just go ahead and draft that player. You know, this league is about offense. If you look at the Super Bowl winning teams and the teams that go far in the playoffs, they score a lot of points, and some of them have better defenses than the others. But one kind of common denominator that the best teams in the NFL has is that they're able to, you know, score, manufacture points, especially in the playoffs when it gets really hard. And obviously adding one of those top receivers is going to help you do that. And just putting more weapons around a guy in Kirk Cousins who we know is accurate and can get the ball to the end of their hands, I mean, that's going to be a huge asset. Ultimately, I don't think it's the most likely thing, but I don't think that people should discount the possibility of that happening. And then the other one, Randy, would be offensive tackle. I think that that's one where, again, sort of similar to the wide receiver, where it's like if a guy like Joe Alt were to fall to you, it's a great player. Sure, the team would love – you can never kind of go wrong drafting blue-chip offensive tackles, and he certainly would probably be a guy who could kind of fill in the short-term at right tackle and long-term at left tackle, though it would leave you some work to do with Kalen McGarry. It's a little bit tougher to squeeze that kind of player in there, but I do think that they will kind of go back to the well at some point in this draft and just add a guy that they can add to their quote-unquote program, where I think they really like to have this kind of developmental mindset towards these offensive linemen.
Joe Patrick, great stuff.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.